So before we get started, I have a real quick question. Are any of you guys 8 years old? Today we're going to talk about someone who was 8 years old and had a very special place in the Bible. And I like how last week Pastor Barbara talked about Samuel. But she actually took my next lesson was going to be about Samuel. But that's okay. We're going to talk about King Josiah today. Does anybody know who he is? No? He became king when he was only 8 years old. If you became king or queen, what would you do? Anybody? What would you want to do if you were king or queen? Nothing? Nikki, what would you do if you were queen? Eat chocolate cake. Alright. King Josiah came up into Israel's history in a time when there was evil kings before him. And then after King Josiah were more evil kings. But in the middle appears King Josiah, who becomes king when he is only 8. And I want to read one verse from 2 Kings that talks about him and tells you what kind of person he was. So this is 2 Kings 23, verse 25. It says, "Before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his mind and with all his heart and with all his strength, according to all the law of Moses, and no one like him arose after him." So can you imagine that 8 years old when he started becoming king, from the very beginning, he was known as someone who followed God. And he did it so well that no king before him and no king after him was known to be as close to God as he was. It says in the chapter prior to 23, it says even that he did what was right in the Lord's eyes. And yet those kings beforehand and those kings after him, they weren't known as just evil, but they also were evil in the Lord's eyes. So I want you to think about what kind of reputation do you want? What do you want people to say about you? I want to be like King Josiah and be known as someone who did right in God's eyes. And that's what I was praying last night, is that you guys, even at such a young age, would want to be known as someone who does what's right in God's eyes. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are such a great God. And thank you that, as Damon shared, that even though you're so big and so powerful and so wonderful, You care about us. And Lord, I ask that you put the desire inside each and every one of us that we would want to do what is right in your eyes. Help us to live lives that are pleasing to you and that glorify you. We love you and we thank you.
From the bottom of my heart, I praise God for the kids, for Mitsuba kids. Amen.
本当に日本の教会だけで日本の社会には子供が少なくなってますね。
Not only in churches, but actually in all of Japan, the number of children has decreased and decreased.
子供たち一人一人を持って次の5年、10年、15年を思います。
Let's think about each child, and as we think about them, we can think about the next 10 years or the next 20 years. And 20 years, the children who are 20 now are who are small now are going to be 20 years old, just the ones who are just born.
So
it's going to be right away. So let's go along the journey that God has for us together.
大変なところもありますけど、手をつないで、本当に子供と一緒にこれから5年、10年、15年歩んでいきたいと思います。
So let's, with the children, let's join hands and let's go forward with God.
本当に一人一人覚えましょうね。彼らが本当に祝福されるように。
And let's pray for each of those children that God would bless them.
神様一人一人用いられるように祈っていきましょう。
Pray that God would use each and every single one of them for His kingdom.
Amen. ですか?
Amen.
今日は先週と少し関わりのあるところですけど、新しい扉を開くっていう、また新しい歌を歌うということを話したいと思います。
So today I want to continue the message that I started last week. Can I just share one? So just really, really quick. Sometimes in churches, when God really touches your heart, people say Amen.
はい、僕はそうか。はい。ここに触れた時にですね、人々アーメンっていうことは教会ではありますけども。
It's actually when we do that, if it's every second, it's a little bit
それを毎秒毎秒アーメンだと大変ですけども。
In the way, but if you're kind of paying attention and God touches you, go ahead and say Amen. And it might help you pay attention.
そうそう、
出
ないかもしれませんかね。アーメンですか？
アーメン。
In the Korean church, they did that constantly.
はい、まず御言葉の中から、イザヤ書の42章を読みます。
Let's read from the Word of God from Isaiah 42.
いいでしょう。新しい歌を主に向かって歌え、地の果てから主の栄誉を歌え。
Let's sing a new song before God. Let's sing His praise to the end, from the end of the earth.
新しい歌を歌いなさいと言います。
Let's sing a new song before God.
主に向かって歌いなさいと言います。
Let's turn to God and sing a new song.
この同じような表現が聖書に9回ほど出てきます。
There are actually 9 times it says the same thing in the Bible.
古い歌じゃなくて新しい歌を歌うんですね。
It says don't sing an old song, but rather it says sing a new song.
感謝と賛美の歌を歌うんです。
Let's sing a song of thanksgiving and a song of praise. Amen.
でもですね、毎日新しい歌を歌うの難しいですよ。
But it's hard to sing a new song every day, isn't it?
毎日歌ってると何か 気がつかないうちに古い歌になってるんですね。
If you keep singing every day, kind of without realizing, oh no, I'm singing an old song.
毎日毎日新しいはずなのに気がついたら古くなってます。
Even though your intention is to sing a new song, without realizing, you're like, uh-oh, I'm singing an old song again.
毎日違うことがあるのに、なんか全てが同じに見えてしまいます。
Even though God gives us new things each day,Without realizing, sometimes we can look at them in the same old ways.
ね、奥さんが違う形、あ、違う形、違う服を着ててもなんか毎日同じように見えてしまう。
Even if your wife has a different shape, no, 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 not a different shape, but rather different clothes, they start to look the same after a while.
みんなの前に同じ見えたんですね。
Everything starts to look the same after a while, doesn't it?
何か毎日同じ人に出会って、同じものを食べて、同じ見えてしまいます。
Maybe you see the same people every day.Maybe you eat the same or similar foods every day. And after a while, it all just starts to look the same.
でもですね、毎日違うんですよ。毎日違うんですよ。
Every day is different.
毎日違うのに私たちは知らなく
なってしまいます。Every day is different without our even realizing it.
私たちは本当に新鮮に生きることは難しいんです。
It's difficult for us to live differentFresh and new.
祈りの生活もそうですね。
Our prayer life is also like that.
私たちの生活がルーティン化してしまいます。
Our life tends to get to be a routine.
そのためにじゃあルーティンをやめようと思ってじゃあルーティンをやめたりします。もう祈るのやめた。
So maybe we say, okay, I'm not going to continue with this routine. I'm not going to pray anymore.
時たま祈った方が新鮮じゃないか。
Maybe it's just better to just pray like really special times and not to pray like routine type of prayer.
時たま教会に行ったら新鮮じゃないか。
And maybe it's better just to come to church kind of on special times and we don't have to have a routine and come every Sunday.
でもそれは違いますよね。
But that's a great mistake.
私たちは毎日本当に新鮮に生きることが必要なんです。
Every day we need to live with freshness. However,
でもどうしたらそれができるんでしょうか?
We need to think how we can do that even as we live our routine.
何か毎日が同じになった時に私は読む聖書が詩篇の34篇の9節です。
Sometimes when I feel like everything is just merging and becoming the same, I read Psalm 34.
9節を読みします。
In verse 9, this is what it says.
味わい見よ、主の恵み深さを、いかに幸いのことか、身元に身を寄せる人は、主の聖なる人々よ、主を恐れうら、敬え、主を恐れる人には何も欠けることがない。
If you read in English, would you join me? Psalm 34 verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. Amen.
私たちは気がつかないうちに一日を何とか過ごしてしまいます。
Sometimes without realizing it, the day is over.
私たちは本当に味わうことが必要なんですね。
But what we really need is we really need to taste and see that the Lord is good.
神様の前に出て、本当に神様を味わうことが必要です。
We need to come before God and we need to taste God.
聖書を読みながら聖書を味わうことが必要です。
We need to read the Bible and we really need to taste what the Bible is saying.
目の前に食事があって、あっという間に食べたのを忘れちゃいけないんですね。
When we have food before us, we can't just eat it. We have to taste it.
今朝何食べたか覚えてますか?
Do you remember? Did you taste what you ate for breakfast this morning?
神様の恵みを覚えてますか?
Do you remember the grace that God gave you this morning?
神様との会話を味わいましょう。
Let's taste the conversation that we have with God.
御言葉を読みながら気がついたところをノートにしてジャーナルしてもいいですね。本当に味わいましょう。
Let's write down what God is saying through His Word or through the Bible, through the written word.
その時に本当に御言葉は私たちの日々の糧になります。
And that His Word will will ring inside of our hearts, and that word will be the bread of life.
頭ではなくて本当に心で魂で私たちはその栄養を受け取りたいと思います。
And it won't just be something in our heads, but rather it will go down and penetrate into our hearts.
感謝の歌を歌いましょう。賛美の歌を歌いましょう。
Let's sing a new song, a song of praise and a song of thanksgiving.
それがアーメンと言える時と実は言えない時があるんですね。
But sometimes we can't really say amen to that, can we?
力がなくてもう疲れ切っちゃう時はあります。
There are times when we all feel tired. There are times when we just feel like I can't keep going.
頑張ろうと思っても倒れちゃう時あるんですね。
There are times when we're just trying so hard and we justEither collapse or we just feel like we're going to collapse.
気がつくと目の前にいろんな山が見えます。
And sometimes without realizing it, in our life, figuratively, metaphorically, there are all these mountains that we're surrounded by.
でもその時に私たちはもう一度しっかりと主を仰いでいきたいと思うんです。
But that's the time especially that we need to set our eyes upon God.
私たちは祈るまた神様を感謝するだけで神様に叫ぶことができます。
We need to not only pray, but there are times that we really need to cry out to God.
神様助けてください。
God, help me.
神様導いてください。
God, lead me.
私たち神様に叫ぶことができるんですね。
We can cry out to God.
いつもかっこよい祈りが できるわけじゃない。本当にもう。もう涙ながらの祈りがあっていいんです。
We don't need to have these like perfect textbook prayers, but rather there are times when we really need to just cry out to God.
言葉にならない祈りがあってもいいんです。
There's even times when we don't even know what to pray. We don't have the words that we need to express the cry of our hearts.
神様は私たちの姿勢を見てくださいます。あり方を見てくださいます。
God looks at the attitude that we have, the attitude of our heart.
詩篇の30篇の2節にはこのようにあります。
I want to read in another psalm from you, with you.
主よ、あなたを崇めます。あなたは敵を喜ばせることがなく、私を引き上げてくださいました。私の神よ、主よ、叫び求める私をあなたは癒してくださいました。ごめん、再現するな。ネクスト、主よ、私はあなたに叫びます。あ、88編ですね、14。主よ、私はあなたを叫びます。朝ごとに祈りに見舞いに向かいます。主よ、ごめんなさい。主よ、なぜ私の魂を突き放し、なぜ御顔を私に隠しておられるのですか。
Japanese and in English, they number the psalms a little bit differently, but it's the same psalm.
英語とあれですね、節が違うんですね。英語の訳と日本語の訳と。
So the name, the way they number is differently. Let's read together. Psalm 88, 13 and 14. But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away?
賛美の歌は歌えないときに、感謝の歌は歌えないときに、主に叫びましょう。
When you can't pray a prayer of thanksgiving, when you can't praise God, let's cry out to Him.
神様は私たちの叫び声を聞いてくださいます。
God will hear our cries.
叫びましょうね。
Let's cry out to Him. Amen.
今日は、先週もイザヤ書を読んだんですけども
Last week we read some from Isaiah、
まあ、イザヤ書から学んでいきたいと思うんですけども
But I really want to focus on Isaiah、
まあ、本当にまあ、話先の話にもなるんですけども私たちがもうダメだなと思うときにですね聞こえてくるのはですね聞こえ始めるのは神様の声じゃないときがあるんです
Sometimes we just think Oh, I just can't go onAnd when we start to think like that, the first voice that we're probably going to hear is not going to be God's voice. When we're not sure, when we don't know which way to turn, we hear different things, different voices in our heads. We hear various types of voices.
で嘘が何かすごく真実に聞こえちゃいます。
And those lies sound
次もやってくる。
あ、そうですね。
はい。マークさんとマークベローさんたちが、日本で自殺を撲滅しようというキャンペーンをしています。
For example, some friends of ours, Mark and Jen Bello, are working towards preventing suicide, and they work right here in 東久留米。
彼らのですね、キャッチフレーズは自殺は嘘ですって言うんですね。
And the catchphrase that they use is suicide is a lie.
希望がありますということをキャッチフレーズにしています。
There is hope.Those two phrases are their catchphrases for their ministry.
私たちは先が見えないとき、本当にいろんな嘘に惑わされてしまいます。
Sometimes we can't see the road ahead, and at those times we hear different lies.
希望なんてないっていうのは、それは神様の声ではないんですね。
When you hear a voice in your head saying, "There's no hope." That's not the voice of God. お前もダメだっていうのも神様の声ではないんですね。When you hear someone saying to you, "Oh, you're just no good," that is not the voice of God.
まだまだこれから私に立ち返りなさいっていうのが神様の声です。
God's voice is, "Return to me, come back to me."
彼らのサイトにはですね、東久留米駅の写真が、映像が2分ごとにあります。
If you go to the station, you can see some of their posters and some of their like.
で、彼らはですね、向こうにはあそこは富士山がよく見えるんですよね。
And if you go by where you see Mount Fuji, you can kind of see their
Yeah. でそこでですね、ウェブカメラでアップロードされますけど、富士山は見えなくてもそこにある、希望も見えなくてもそこにあるっていうですね。
So from Mount Fuji, we can really see from the little deck up there in Higashikurume, we can really see Mount Fuji and the Bellows ministry. They say even if you can't see Mount Fuji, it's still there.Even if you can't see hope, that too is still there.
向こうに希望があるんですね。
There's hope in your future.
それを覚えたいと思います。
Let's remember that.
イザヤ書の35章の5節から、3節から読んでいきたいと思います。
I want to read another passage in Isaiah with you.
弱った手に力を込め、よろめく膝を強くせよ。心おののき人々に言え、おおしかれ、恐れるな、見よ。あなたたちの神は敵を打ち、悪に報いる神が来られ、神は来てあなたたちを救われる。
Oops. Thank you. Let's read together Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, "Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance."With the recompense of God, He will come and save you. Amen.
先週のイザヤ書の43章と少し共鳴するところがあります。
In last week we read from Isaiah 43, and do you notice there are certain similarities in the verse that we're reading today?
神様の回復の約束があります。
It's promising that God will give us a way out, that God will give us the answer.
イスラエルの民がシオンの家神様のもとに導かれる歌です。
The people of Israel, the house of Zion, is promised that they would be led by the Lord their God.
約束の地、見えない約束の地に導かれる、巡礼の歌でもあります。
Even though they couldn't see the promised land, they were promised that God would take them into the promised land.
彼らが置かれた状況は厳しくて、もう力が出ない。そういう時がありました。
Their situation was severe.
また恐れで心が満ちて、もう膝に力が入らないんですね。
And there were times when they just, their bodies felt weak, their minds felt weak, and they felt like they just couldn't keep going.
皆さん膝がガクガクしたことありますか？
There's ever a time in your life when you just feel like your knees are going to collapse?
もうダメだと思って。
Your knees are shaking and you just feel likeThere's just no hope for me.
でもあるんですよね。
There is always hope.
そこで、でもここでイザヤが言うんですね。
But Isaiah says,
力を出しなさいって言うんです。
Bring up the strength that you have.
手に力を入れなさい。
Let your hands be strong.
大変だったかもしれないけど、うろめく膝に力を入れなさい。
Even though you might seem like everything is so difficult, but let your knees be strengthened.
他の人はですね、誰かの手を握って力を入れようっても入れられないんですね。
If you grab hold of somebody's hand and you squeeze it, you can't really put strength into that person's hand.
他の人が、ね、自分の足に触っても私の膝は強くはならない。
If you can't really grab somebody else's knees and put strength into those knees, can you?
私たちは大変な時に立ち上がろう、力を入れようという決心する時が必要でもあるんです。
We need to make a decision before God that we're going to stand up in His strength.
その時は本当に一人一人の決心にかかっていることはあります。
And at that moment, that needs to be a decision by every single one of us.
そういう時に主よ助けてくださいと叫びましょう。
That needs to be the decision of the individual who cries out to God and say, Lord, help me.
そして同時に周りの人たちも一緒に手を握りながら立ち上がりましょう。
And at the same time, we can gently.Hold the hands of our brothers and sisters who are around us and encourage them also. Let's stand up together. We don't have to stand up alone, but rather together we can stand up, both the strong and the weak.
恐れてるかもしれないけど、前の人に恐れるなって言うんです。励まし合うんです。
Maybe you feel afraid.But you can encourage the people in your midst and say, "Don't be afraid."
神様は救ってくださる。
God will save us. Amen.
宣言しましょうね。神様は共にいて救ってくださる。
Let's declare, God is with us and God will save us.
いろんな嘘がいろいろあるときに神様は共にいて神様は救ってくださる。自分の頭にしっかり言いましょうね。
When there are different lies kind of going around your head, let's declare the truth that God is with us and God will save us.
そうしたらどうなるか ご説明を見てみたいと思います。
And if we do that, we can receive this promise that God has given to us. Let's read verse 5.
その時、見えない人の目が開き、聞こえない人の耳が開く。その時、歩けなかった人が鹿のように踊り上がる。口の聞けなかった人が喜び歌う。荒れ野に水が湧き出て、荒れ地に川が流れる。熟した砂地は湖となり、乾いた地は水の湧くところとなる。山犬が薄くなるところは、足やパピルスの茂るところになる。
Isaiah 35, verses 5 to 7. Let's read together.Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water in the haunt of jackals, where they lie down. The grass shall become reeds and rushes.
私たち力を出して立ち上がって励まし合った時に何が起こるか。
When we make a decision and we receive God's promises and we become strong, then we need to wait and see what God is going to do.
奇跡が起きていくんですね。
God will send miracles.
回復を神様は起こしてくださいます。
God will send the answer that you're waiting for.
見えなかったのが見えるようになります。
And something that you can't see, God will show you and allow you to see.
聞こえなかったのに聞こえるようになります。
And something that you can't hear, God will allow you to hear.
歩けなかったのに鹿のように飛び上がることができます。
And you might feel that you can't go forward, you can't take another step, but God will give you the strength to take that next step.
私が聞けなかったのに話すようなことができるんですね。
And there might be a time when you feel like you can't utter another word, but God will give you the words to express.
どうでしょう。私たちもそのような体験がありませんでしたか。
How about you guys? Have you ever experienced those types of difficulties?
神様が私たちを今までここまで変えてきてくださいました。
But God has certainly changed us. and brought us to where we are today.
水のないところに神様は水を流してくださいます。
God has given us water where once there was no water at all.
荒れ地が緑の地になります。
A land that seemed like a desert has become green with new life.
荒れ地を見るってですね、本当に荒れ地なのにそこはそこに緑を見るのは難しいんですね。
When we're looking at a wasteland in front of us, at a desert in front of us, it's hard to see the green, isn't it?
でも祈っていきたいと思います。
But let's pray.
祈をしていきます。多分皆さんも読んだことがあるかもしれません。日本のカトリックの